What do these things all have in common? Airport security, getting off a plane, standing at a train station, being stuck in traffic, being hungry at a crowded restaurant, the last 5 minutes of high school chemistry class, the DMV, and the season of Advent. What do they all have in common? They all involve waiting. Waiting. Today we begin a new liturgical year. The liturgical year with the six seasons in our liturgical calendar. Advent, Christmas, Lent, the Triduum, Easter, and Ordinary Time. In my experience, the one season that most Catholics are probably least familiar with in terms of why we have it is this season, is Advent. We usually get the other five pretty well. Christmas, you know, we celebrate the birth of Christ. Lent is about prayer, fasting, almsgiving, preparing our hearts for Easter. The Triduum, the high point, the shortest season, just 3 days long. We celebrate the institution of the Eucharist, and then the Passion, Death, and Resurrection of Jesus. And then the Easter season, 50 days to celebrate the resurrection. And then Ordinary Time, we get a little piece of it in the winter, and then it's mostly summer and fall. Just kind of the ordinary living Catholic life, slowly reading through Matthew, Mark, or Luke's Gospel. But Advent, what's the point of Advent? I think a lot of people get how it's kind of like Lent, in that it's about preparing our hearts for Christmas, and that's definitely a big part of Advent. But it's not the only thing. The word Advent comes from the Latin word adventus, which means coming. Advent is all about preparing our hearts for the coming of Christ. And even that word coming should make us realize something really important about our faith. Sometimes people think about religion as man's search for God, that we seek after God, and that's definitely true. But what makes Christianity so different than any other religion is fundamentally our faith is not about man seeking God. Our faith is based on the truth that God seeks us. God does not wait for me to take the first step. He takes the first step. He comes to me. And as we begin a new year, a new liturgical year, we're reminded of this truth that God comes to us. And I should always be preparing my heart for him to come to me. The readings for today's Mass, this first Sunday, help hit on these key themes of Advent. The first reading from Jeremiah is one of the classic messianic prophecies from the Old Testament. A prophecy that one day the son of David, this new line of David, would come, the Messiah, the anointed one. And we know that that prophecy was fulfilled in the coming of Christ. 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem, Jesus fulfilled that prophecy, the new son of David, the anointed one has come. And so, yes, as I said, Advent, a big part of Advent is preparing our hearts for the coming of Christ, to celebrate his first coming, which happened 2,000 years ago, that we celebrate every year on Christmas. However, that's not the only reason we celebrate Advent. Not just preparing our hearts to celebrate the past, we're also in Advent meant to prepare our hearts to celebrate something in the future. We hear about that in our second reading and in the Gospel. St. Paul in his letter mentions the second coming of Christ, that one day Jesus will come again and bring all things to completion. And in the gospel, that's what Jesus is talking about. He's saying, be ready, for one day I'm going to come again at the end of time. And so here we are now in this New Testament period as Christians. We're kind of like the people of the Old Testament, who were waiting for the Messiah to come the first time, which he did in Bethlehem. Now we're waiting for him to come again, to bring all things to completion. Thus, waiting is one of the key themes of the Advent season. Those seven different situations I listed off at the beginning all involve waiting. In my experience, most of us are pretty bad at waiting. I know I'm bad at waiting, and I'm guessing most of you are too. Patience is one of those things that many of us struggle with. It's hard to wait. It's hard to sit at a restaurant when I'm hungry and I'm waiting for a table. It's hard to sit on that plane watching people slowly get off as I'm watching you saying, how can it take that long to get that bag out of the cabinet up there? Someone help that person. Waiting's hard, stuck in traffic, the DMV, all these things. It's hard to wait. And why is it hard to wait? Because I long for the thing I'm waiting for. If I wasn't hungry and I'm at a restaurant that's crowded, probably wouldn't bother me that much because I'm not hungry for food. If I'm in no rush and I'm stuck in traffic, maybe it's a little annoying, but I got nothing to do. It's only when I have something to do. It's only when I am hungry. It's only when I long for that which I'm waiting for is what makes waiting hard. Advent is this time to remind us that waiting for God is actually meant to be a good thing. The scriptures say in Lamentations, Old Testament, chapter 3, it's good to wait in silence for the saving help of the Lord. That we should be people that are comfortable with waiting because it reminds us that I'm waiting for Jesus to come again. Every time we come to Mass, we're reminded of that. The little prayer the priest prays after the Our Father, which ends when he says, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ, we're always waiting for him to come again. Two very practical suggestions of how we can enter into this waiting of the Advent season. Number one, a great thing to do for the Advent season for these next 4 weeks before Christmas, every day take 5 minutes. Find a comfortable place to sit in your home or outside or wherever. Take a crucifix or a picture of Jesus or an icon or something. Sit down, look at it, and do nothing for 5 minutes. Just sit in silence and wait for the Lord. Don't pray the rosary. Don't read the Bible. Those are good things. But for these 5 minutes, just look at a cross. Just look at a picture of Jesus and do nothing else. Just sit in silence and wait for the Lord. 5 minutes a day. That can be hard. But again, it's meant to stir up something in us, a longing for God. If you do that, take 5 minutes a day for the next 4 weeks just to be silent and still with God. I promise you, when Christmas comes in 4 weeks, when Jesus comes, that celebration will have a whole new meaning for you. Second practical suggestion of how to enter into this time of waiting and Advent is when opportunities for patience come, which I know they will in the next 4 weeks. They always do in our lives. When those opportunities to wait come, take that waiting and turn it into a prayer. When you're stuck in traffic, when you're waiting for a table, when you're waiting to get off the plane, wherever you are and you're feeling a little annoyed, feeling a little impatient, in that moment, take that impatience and turn it into a prayer. Say this: Lord, may I long for you more than I long to get off this plane. Lord, may I long for you more than I long to fill my stomach with food. Lord, may I long for you more than I long to get out of this traffic jam. When those opportunities come in the next 4 weeks to be patient, and you feel impatient, turn that impatience into a prayer and ask for that deeper longing for God. May we all be impatient for Jesus because our hearts burn with love for him and a desire for him, and I long for him to come again. Adventus, coming, preparing our hearts to celebrate the first coming of Christ at Christmas, preparing our hearts to celebrate his second coming at some point in the future. However, we can never forget the truth that Jesus comes to us in a third way. Yes, he came 2,000 years ago, and yes, he will come at some point at the end of time, but guess what? He comes to us right now, today. The coming of Christ is not just something we celebrate from the past or something we wait for in the future. He comes to us right now, today, in his holy word and in his sacraments, especially in the Eucharist, to feed the longing of my heart right now, today. I don't have to wait to the end of time to encounter him. I can encounter him and be fed by him right here, right now, today. And so as we celebrate this beginning of this new liturgical year, this Advent season, this time of waiting, let's remember that our God comes to us because he loves us. And as we celebrate the Eucharist today, let's ask for the grace that we could be people who are comfortable with waiting, waiting for him. And as we wait for him, may he stir up in us a greater longing for him, a greater desire for him, a desire for our Savior, the one who comes to me.